Live from the pits of Malibu City, it's the Friday Night Bowdown.
And welcome to Friday Night Bowdown. It is April 21st. I am your TO, Doug. With me are three other combatants. Yes, three. We couldn't get a fifth person to help us. Anyway, Victoria.
Hello.
Dave.
That's me.
And new guy, Daniel. Say hi.
Hello. It's me, Daniel.
And we will be doing our normal format as usual, 1 hour on the clock to discuss as many topics as we can about new and interesting or boring
or whatever
stuff. But first off, just because he's new, and I think we should be going through and asking everyone this question if they're new on the show. So I'm going to put Daniel on the spot right now. Daniel.
Hello.
Hi. Who was your first master and why did you pick them?
So Karis was my first master. Yeah. I picked her because she looked cool. And I think the first five games I had with her, I ended up doing, I got like four wins. So,
wow.
Wasn't half bad. And
nice.
Other than that, I've been playing Malifaux for about a year. And I've gone to a few larger events, mostly on the West Coast. So went to Malifaux last year, Malifaux 2016. And then I got into the Masters there. And then I went to LVO 2017. Also made it to Masters there. And I managed to place first in the preliminaries. So
nice.
Cool.
That's my feather in my cap.
So you're probably better at this game than me.
That's why my opinion matters.
Excuse me. If my voice sounds weird, I'm recovering from a cold. Victoria is also sick, so we're going to just be a little bit more mellow and slightly harder to understand. Just warning you now. All right, are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yay.
Okay. And clock start. Our first topic for today is the Easter sale, or, you know, what was the Easter sale now that it's over. Things were kind of, well, in my opinion, I'm the first person to go on this. I wasn't terribly excited about all that. I was kind of hoping for a couple things, and those didn't really show up. First off, this is a little kind of a side note, but the Titanium model that they were selling, the render they came out with, was missing some legs. Specifically, it looked like the model was like coming out of some sort of pool or liquid or blood, which was kind of cool. But we find out later on that that's not the model they were intending on selling, and they came out with the proper render, which is basically the same exact thing, but that now she has calves. I mean, it's not that big of an issue unless you really, really wanted the blood pool effect, but they're letting people obviously, you know, return them if they didn't like it or whatnot. But it's basically the same model. I don't have many complaints about that. I'm not terribly happy, though, about the lack of LEs that were available for certain tiers in the Black Friday sale not showing up in this sale. Honestly, I don't remember how they used to do sales back then, but at least previous Easters, you had things you could pre-order that weren't, weren't in print, and they might have not have had the Black Friday things for sale back then, but you had, you know, new shit. But here we don't even have those things that were only available for the Black Friday sale if you met certain tiers, and you're not able to get them now. That bugged me a little bit. Not a whole lot of new things overall. I think it was just the Titanium model that was new. This is the first time you could get it. I think there was a contest on Twitter, possibly, that you could get that specific model, but other than that, nothing. So I was just, like, they warned us that they were not going to be pre-selling models, which is great, but it just didn't, like, wasn't any incentive to get anything in for me, for what I wanted. Anyways, just overall, or any of those specific points I made, Dave, what are your thoughts?
Well, I finished out getting all of the Arcanist alt models I was looking for that I can get that aren't a part of our next topic, at least. So I was pretty happy with it, but the next sale, unless I pick up another faction, I don't really have much else to pick up.
Well, to be fair, the next sale should be Gen Con, which will have pre-orders. Or pre-sale models, I think is what they call them.
Yeah, so then that'll make me happy.
Hopefully by then we can get our Amina.
Oh, I was just hoping for Easter together. I wanted her so bad.
All right, Victoria.
Honestly, for the Easter sale, there were a couple of limited editions that they did have that I was kind of looking at, but with our next topic, it became a moot point. And anyway, with the Titania goof, I don't know. I kind of liked the rising out of the water Nisa's pool render, but, you know, I also don't play Titania, so it's bleh, you know.
I think Daniel's the next guy to talk to. Yeah, Daniel.
Okay, so for the Titania goof, I actually managed to get my models in today. So I was glad to see that the new limited editions going forward are going to have unique, like, foil-esque cards. So I was actually kind of happy to see that. But otherwise, as someone who's been collecting models, there's not really too much incentive for me. So I'm sort of glad that they removed the $150 and $300 benchmarks, because without a pre-sale, there's no incentive for me to really buy more things unless I'd like to paint things additionally to the collection that I currently have. Would have liked to see the translucent red Corophy available for the Easter sale. Those have only been part of a promotion, and I don't think anyone has gotten them since that. Unfortunately, I was one of the people who opted out of that promotion to make sure that other people could get those models. So that's kind of a disappointment, but I knew what I was doing when I ended up doing that. So,
well, nice of you. You're being nice, right?
Yeah, sure.
Regret.
Regrets.
I wish posters were always for sale.
Yes.
We have another topic discussing this, so I can't say a whole ton, but just keep the posters for sale at all times. Just merchandise a bit. Make a poster for every master. Even better.
That's so many, though.
So
now that I have gotten my poster today, also don't pack models with the poster.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Mine has some dents in the poster, and I'm not super stoked about it.
Ouch. Yeah, that's worth bringing up. You should actually let them know. Weird customer support is just so nice.
They've worked out so nice. I actually went to the mailbox thinking I had a second package with the models, but when I opened it up, all three models I had were all packed into that same tube.
What'd you get?
And I got the Alt Performer, Alt Karis, and then for getting a poster, they gave me this weird voodoo doll without a card. I'm not sure what to do with it. Someone on a weird place just said maybe use it for the Emissary if I ever got into Neverborn and played like Dreamer or Zoraida, which that would be okay.
Is it a Wicked Doll? Oh, was the oh, it's the Black Joker from the
yeah,
the one deck,
the Orphan one.
Cool.
I've actually gotten some mileage out of mine using it as a stash marker.
Oh yeah, that'd work.
Because I think it comes with a 50, so there's not really too much, you know, to use it for. But just kind of using it as like an ice pill or a stash marker, right?
Yeah, I'm putting it together as we speak, and yeah, it's on a big 50 mil.
Oh, I want one. Should have bought a poster. I suck. Any other thoughts?
No, Victoria? I'm good.
Nope, just the packing I kind of wish was in a separate container for the actual models.
Daniel.
Oh, there were no foil cards. I was kind of sad because, you know, Thanksgiving Weird treated us with foil cards with all of our orders. So,
aww.
Gotta collect all of the foils, right?
Well, now we've got two different kinds of foils. You got, like, the vintage ones and then the air quotes foil cards they've been doing for like a year or so. And honestly, yep. I really like the vintage ones. I'm wondering when they're gonna eventually come out with the updated foil cards for those of us that have Masters cards that have been changed due to errata. But that is another topic to complain about another time. Moving on to the next topic. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
We got an update to the Gilder store. Woo. If you bitch, they will change it. We got a whole bunch of new stuff added to the Gilder store. Whether or not you are excited by this or not depends on if you have all this stuff or not. Because just about everything they added was something you could already get your hands on. Often you could just spend money to get it, so... I'm kind of iffy on the subject. I realize I don't have that pulled up. Let me fill anyone in that doesn't know all the things you can get now. First off, you still have all the vintage masters that you can get for 5 excuse me, script. They also added in the new Joss Alt, Dr. Alexei Sokolov from the Ninth Era event. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. He's at 5 scrip, along with all the other masters. Then at 7, you have Misery, the Teddy Alt, Misfire, the Willie Alt, Misstep, excuse me, the Howard Langston Alt, Mysterious, the Death Marshal Alt, and Misanthrope, the Wastrel Alt. And then if you're a really big spender, you can spend 10 scrip to get a card box. They've got two listed here, an M2E version and a Henchman version. I don't know what the difference on those are, but it's really, really good to see them finally update the stuff. The thing is, I have a feeling that a lot of, like, heavy hobbyists, heavy tournament goers probably have all these models already. except for the Joss Alt, that's new. So, thoughts on this change, Victoria?
I'm excited, honestly, because they do have a couple of alts that we don't yet own, so that'll be nice. And just seeing that they're actually doing something with it is encouraging, I guess. But beyond that, I don't really have a whole lot to say about the Gilders program or the store or the update.
All right. Daniel.
I'm really excited for the Alt Joss. The deck box, I'm not so impressed with. I think it's really cool for henchmen to be able to get like a customized deck box. But just the M2E logo on the deck box doesn't really sell it for me. I think it's cool. I've seen similar deck boxes to that. and I think it's cool, but I don't really know if it's worth the 10 guilders. I'm somewhat disappointed that they didn't have the alt Lazarus.
Word on him yet.
The problem that I have there is, like, you know, the alt Lazarus sculpt was, you know, hinted at, right? They released it, and then alt Joss is available first. Probably has some tooling and molding issues that come with larger sculpts that they need to get sorted out. But I was really hoping for the alt Lazarus, because I don't really think anyone loves the current sculpt of Lazarus.
I'm okay with it. I kind of think it looks like a chicken a bit.
He's a little pigeon-toed, and, you know, he's like a Rock and Sock'em robot. And you know, if you like that aesthetic, you know, hey, power to you. But I just wish he was a little bit more flexible.
Oof. Maybe that's why he's so mad at the guild. This is the body you gave me.
It's a great reason to be mad at the guild, to be fair.
Excuse me. Okay, we're good. Well, look, Doug's next. It's my turn to talk about this. If I hadn't hit at my opinion before, it's great that they're updating it. It's been, let's see, September? So half a year? Half a year since they started this. And this is the first major update to it. Hopefully they can keep up that kind of update schedule and add things every half year, because, you know, this itself is nice, but it's going to also get old after a bit. I would like to see things that are exclusive to the Guilders program. Misfire is great, Misery is fine, Misstep's great, Mysterious is great. All those models are great, but again, probably a lot of people already have those. So this is... They're just getting really nothing out of it. They can either spend 10 guilders on a deck box, or they can keep selling them like they have been. I'm sure there was a few people that were really sad that they sold out their guilders, though. There's probably something here, you know, that they wanted. I like that we have at least the Joss alt as an exclusive, but the reason I'm not, like, trumping it up more as something of great is, honestly, I don't like the sculpt all that much. I think regular Joss is more dynamic than this guy. That's just my complaint. I wouldn't turn him down. No, I would still take the model. And it's dex boxes are just kind of a niche thing. I mean, I don't know why they have to make them so expensive. No, that's my opinion. Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, again, like everyone else, because apparently everyone we get on the show plays Arcanist. the alt Joss is the, I guess, big ticket item for me. The deck box I'm less impressed with, mostly because somebody else posted somewhere that you can get the exact same box without the M2E logo for much cheaper. And as a guilder goes, from anywhere from $5 to $10, 10 guilders is a lot.
Yep.
So it's cool that they did that, but I would almost prefer them to have, you know, MDF terrain or exclusive tokens or something to build off of this first deck box if it goes well. But yeah, vintage models I'm not really into. Everything else in there, I mean, I have two Misfires already. I don't need any more Misfires. But yeah, it's a good first step. It'll be interesting to see what they add for the next big sale.
Okay. Any other additional opinions? What would you like to see? Like, in the Guilders program, what would be the greatest thing for you to say?
Me?
Yeah.
I really don't know. Honestly, I, like, just looked up the Alexei sculpt, and it's not that impressive. But, stuff I would like to see... I don't. I guess shirts, maybe posters. Tokens and whatnot, like Dave said, would be nice. But I honestly don't really have anything that I can think of that would really super pump me up for it. Unless they start doing, like, alternative sculpts solely for the Guilders program, which I don't see happening.
Daniel, thoughts?
Ooh, a custom deck. I think that would be a great way to kind of drum up hype for the Guilders store.
Okay.
Custom decks usually get a lot of attention from the community because, you know, being the one guy at the store with, like, the Adepticon deck, right, which is ultra rare, makes people, like, want to look at it and, like, oh, that's super cool. So maybe just a Guilder exclusive deck would be really cool, especially for people who go to a lot of events, and it's something that really will stand out, I think. And plus it would pair up nicely with the deck box.
Yeah.
So then now I have a greater incentive, like, oh, you know, this new deck I have matches the deck box. That's also on the Guilder store.
I'm just picturing an MDF deck. Just a stack of planks. I'd play with it.
You gotta only pile shuffle it. No other way to shuffle it.
Just put it in a bag, shake the bag up. Excuse me. Yeah, custom deck would be awesome. Decks are sort of the, unique, cool thing that people have attached themselves to in Malifaux. It's distinctly Malifaux because no other war game plays with decks. Jeez. And then, you know, the whole custom deck part exclusivity. It's one of the few exclusive things you can kind of have in this game where, you know, people can ooh and ah over it and you can put a lot of work into it. So, yeah, custom deck for the Guilder store would be sweet. Obviously, Lazarus, seeing Lazarus in there would be great. What I would be, I think would be a good way to keep the Guilder store fresh and fair is possibly these alt models that we're getting in Black Friday and sometimes other sales. Have those available first to the Guilder store. And then later on that sale, it can be an incentive for spending so much. And then later on, you can just buy it outright. That sort of thing. So you can get it early if you dedicate your Guilders to it, or you can wait a long time and eventually get it anyways. Dave?
Yes?
What do you want to see in the Guilder store?
I really do like that deck idea. I am a sucker for the new decks they've been putting out lately. The Bad Ink one, in particular, I liked quite a bit. Other than that, yeah, just more stuff to play the game with. I did notice they didn't have things like... Did they have Dr. Dufresne or any of those models in there?
No. I think you might have been able to buy Dufresne. And I know she's coming. She came in the.
She's coming in.
Model.
Yeah. So just making sure all of those models are available through some sort of program would be nice.
Okay. I think we got as much as we could out of this topic. We'll move on to something. Hey, look, drama from a weird place. That's new to this show. I'm not going to get into this kind of drama because you need to prep and do it right. And we might touch it later on the show or Steam Powered Scoundrels at some point. But anyways, someone was just wanting for there to be a bit more variety with the shirts that Weird offers for the merchandise. Specifically, they wanted the Arcanist specific shirt, which has Union Man on it, to say Union Woman.
Or something else.
Or something just else.
More female friendly.
Yes. And while we are not going to touch on the feminism topic at all, we will just take this and go with, hey, you know what'd be great? More merchandise. A wider variety of merchandise. I don't think anyone in this group is going to say that Weird shouldn't do that. I think everyone realizes that they're a small company, and that means they're not going to be able to do a lot, at least not all at once. But I would like to just sort of speculate what you'd want to see them do and what should be a priority. I think, yes, having at least a unisex shirt that doesn't specify gender would be great. The thing about Arcanus is that if you're talking about the union, that's only like half of our masters. It's kind of hard to encompass the Arcanist theme in like a slogan or a picture because we're just such a kind of mess of different groups. It's basically everyone that dislikes the guild that isn't into zombies or money. At least a lot of money. So, possibly a union shirt and then maybe like a something for the Order of the Chimera and the December Cult. And Showgirls aren't technically union. I mean, they're associated with it anyways. But that's just Arcanus. I'm running with this topic because I'm the first person to talk about it. I would love more shirts. I would love more posters more than shirts. The style of Malifaux is so incredibly unique and catchy. I just want to show it off, and I think the best way to do that is artwork. And posters are also fit the theme a bit because you're always just thinking like people running through the streets of Malifaux and these skirmishy firefights going on, and you got these posters strewn up everywhere. It's sort of something you think you could see in the world of Malifaux. We talked about accessories earlier as well, but I think more shirts. Girl sizes? I don't think they have girl sizes.
I do not know. I haven't looked. But I think they're all unisex sizing.
Okay.
On the site.
Girl sizing would be cool. Anyways, Dave, what do you want to see for merchandising?
Well, to counter your half of the masters are MNSU union members. Most of those are actually women masters. So, yeah, having a shirt a bit more generic would be nice for that. Or, yeah, Blessings of December or just, you know, something for the showgirls for Arcanist would be appreciated. I mean, hell, I'd rock a Carlos shirt.
that's the lack of shirt. The Carlos shirt is you not wearing one.
Exactly.
God. The Carlos shirt is just a bottle of baby oil.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. at least like an alternative design to the baseline that they have already, because we've had those shirts for quite a while. And, I mean, they're all single-color screen prints, nothing too fancy. So getting another design that's also single-color wouldn't be too extreme, I wouldn't think. Girl sizes would be nice. There would need to be enough demand to order enough to keep in stock. And since, unfortunately, this kind of game is pretty dude heavy and heavy dude heavy. buying a lot of small size t-shirts aren't going to fly off shelves. So, partly that's a business thing there. But yeah, I mean, more merch is always better. Just one more design per faction would be awesome.
Just a bitch a little bit. They also don't have very large sizes either. I'm a bit of a rotund man, and though my one Arcanist shirt doesn't quite fit me. Anyways, Victoria.
Variety wise, yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more options as far as shirt designs. Like, I know there's two Resurrectionist shirts, but the green one, I'm not a huge fan of the Dead Yet slogan, I guess. So something different for the green shirt would be nice. Girl sizing, I'm actually not that worried about, I guess, just because, like Dave said, this is a very male-heavy hobby. So I can understand where they would maybe not, like, carry that in stock, and unisex sizing works, even if it's not the most tailored, I guess, for a female body. Are we just talking about shirts right now, or are we talking about other things we'd like to see also?
Merchandise in general.
I would really love it if they had the posters all year round. And
more of them.
More of them also. Although with the Resurrectionist poster, it already has my favorite, so I'm not I'm not, like, hugely invested in seeing more Resurrectionists, but I mean, it would be nice.
Get a Molly poster. I love Molly.
I do love Molly. I haven't, but yeah, she's not my favorite though, is the thing. But yeah, just more options. Options are good.
Daniel.
I do like the idea of more shirts, even if it were at the bare minimum, just more slogans, you know, just a little bit more variety. And then posters are a big thing. I definitely don't have a poster of Colette hanging up in my room or anything, but, you know, it would be nice to be able to have just, more of the Masters, and a little bit variation on the design of the posters as well, to kind of make it so maybe each batch of posters is a little bit different overlay.
Okay.
Or background, just to kind of spice it up. Maybe not too much that it's irritating to look at, but just kind of give it a little bit more fluff, you know?
Yeah. Okay. We'll go back through one more time, and I want you to all talk about a specific shirt you want to see. So use your thinking brains and your creativity. Be like, hey, this would be a really cool shirt. And me, since I get to go first, I get to steal someone else's idea. Someone suggested as a union shirt doing a play on the Rosie the Riveter picture, but give her a metal arm instead of, you know, the fleshy one. Because I got to plug my favorite Master. Also, I take on, and I never really showed this particular poster, but it was described in one of the stories. It was like Be Strong Like Ironsides, sort of promotional, you know, browsing the crowds kind of poster thing. She's supposed to be kind of the face of the union, so yeah, something like that. Having her punching something, everything. Have her punching everything. Ironsides punches everything. Put that on a shirt, I'll wear it.
I cast fist.
That works too. Dave, what do you want to see?
For a shirt, yeah.
Or a poster.
I'm gonna, since I've been also playing around with Gremlins a little bit, maybe a henchman related one, maybe like Sparks Repair Shop or Brewmaster's Pub.
Ooh,
just something fun like that.
In universe advertisements.
Yeah. I was also thinking, because you said you wanted more memorabilia to show people about the game. What about coffee mugs? That sort of thing. Like having like the Arcanist logo on a cup or something would be awesome. I would definitely buy one.
Yeah. No, I'd probably buy anything they put out, because I like this way too much. Victoria, what's your custom piece of merchandise?
A shirt I'd like to see first off is, I actually really super love the Raise the Dead for Fun and Profit logo on the poster, so I would love to see that on a shirt. As far as posters themselves go, I think it would be really super neat for them to just do the box art on, like, a landscape poster and just boxes. They wouldn't have to hardly work on it. And I know Doug was saying, Dave. There are three people whose names start with D on the show right now, so I'm going to get very confused. Dave was saying, like, coffee mugs and stuff, but bar glasses.
Oh, yeah, I think that'd be a little bit more thematic than coffee mugs.
Yeah, I would buy all of the pint glasses.
Spittoon.
Make it happen. A glass full of brilliance? Absolutely.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure if that's a tangible thing. I think they just scream it into your mouth. Or I guess
delicious.
They could. I guess it could be a thing. They could just be mama birding you. That's not gross or anything.
Now all I can picture is someone like barfing it up into a glass. So thanks for that.
Here you go.
I'm good, actually. Thanks. No,
thank you, Daniel.
I think putting the Puppet Wars designs on shirts would be really cool. So I'm thinking like maybe the Puppet Wars Lucius, and then you know, what you don't know can't hurt you.
Ooh.
Yeah, I do. Like
so they're a little cute, you know, and they've got the Malifaux feel, even though they're a little bit more chibi. If
Yeah, but, you know, still has that sort of Malifaux feel, and it's also still any sort of puppet you can associate with Kaloti. Don't even have to try.
Well, I think the Puppet Wars are, yeah. Sorry. They just look closer to voodoo dolls for me, but that's... Bleh.
Quickly, before we go, does anyone else have any cool ideas that, you know, Weird can steal? I still want that spittoon.
Pins are very popular in the collectible universe these days. So, yeah, random pins with slogans or
pins,
whatnot.
Punches.
Yeah.
Guns.
I don't think they can sell guns.
Bayonets, then.
Switchblades.
Just all sorts of stabbing devices.
Temporary tattoos.
Stickers. It would work.
Yeah.
Just plaster her child in temporary tattoos. She'd be so happy, and we'd get to shill our favorite game.
Look at her child. She's adorable. Also our game, which is plastering a little child. Okay, we're losing our minds here.
You and I are both sick, so...
Yeah, let's go to the next topic. Dex. Everyone likes decks. I like touching decks. Touching other people's decks.
Playing. All right.
Just rubbing them.
Consensual deck
done?
Cutting.
Cutting them. Shuffling them around a bit. I apologize. I've already made that joke. People are probably sick of it now. Anyways, this is just kind of a little... quirky question that came up, and I just wanted to get your guys' opinions. Paper or plastic? Do you have any sort of preference as to what deck you're using? Which one do you think is better? Do you like to sleeve your decks? Do you not like to sleeve your decks? Do you hate it when other people sleeve their decks and you have to touch them? Things like that. Dave, what's your opinion on decks?
I don't really have one. I have a mix of both. It just depends on which one I grab. I do have the black and white arcane plastic deck, which sometimes becomes 52 card pickup, but not as much anymore now that they've kind of worn down a bit, so they're less slippery. But I do like that, you know, as long as I've been playing with them almost 2 years now, they still look brand new. Whereas some of my paper decks have seen some little wear and tear.
Okay. What do you think about sleeves?
Not a big fan. Just, it's tedious to sleeve that many cards, and then it's an awkward deck to shuffle.
Okay. I'll be the opinionated person here. I prefer paper decks. For one thing, you don't have to worry about, you know, breaking them in. A paper deck will feel like a deck of cards. There's just the way they feel that you know you're playing with a deck of cards as opposed to, you know, plastic, which just rubs me the wrong way. I'm very opinionated about this, and I'm not saying other people need to follow this. It's just what I like. And, yeah, there's obviously that paper decks will, and it will, from day one, will stick together like cards should instead of being like a herd of cats. It's going everywhere. If you haven't picked up yet, I'm very much about the aesthetics and the fluff of Malifaux, and I want my decks to get worn down, to get used, to just anything that sort of invokes that feeling of playing a game of poker in the Wild West. Sign me up for it. So I'd like them to get a little roughed up, a little bent, a little messed up. Obviously nothing where you can actually tell what the card is from the back, because that's cheating. And I don't like sleeves. I think that's kind of a habit that people carry over from other games. And I understand you want to protect your cards. It just feels weird. It's something I would never do. But that's my opinion. Victoria?
I've had both a plastic and a paper deck, and I prefer to use my paper deck. If I have to use plastic, it's not a huge deal to me. I just like the feeling of my paper deck better. It shuffles better for me, it stays together better, all that good stuff. If someone else wants to use a plastic deck in a game against me, I guess it doesn't really bother me at all. It's their deck. The most I'm doing with it is cutting it. I did attempt to sleeve my plastic deck, and it did not work out well for me. I could not shuffle with my cards all sleeved. They felt wrong and too heavy, and I hated it. But again, if somebody wants to play against me with sleeves, it doesn't bother me too much. So I guess I prefer paper, but I can live with plastic, and sleeves are not for me, is where I'm going to end that.
Daniel.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to be the contrarian here and, that I prefer plastic over, paper decks. So,
and why is that?
I like the fact that, they're a little bit more durable once, like, I'm not so much afraid that I'm going to damage them or anything. I think a good amount of the plastic designs are a little bit more aesthetically appealing to me. I really like the Retro 1.5 Fate deck. It's probably my favorite one. And I really like the Arcane Fate decks. The other thing that I was going to mention is that I'm not really too concerned about when I play with my paper decks about visible card damage, if it's going to come down to that. Because one of the things that really bothers me about all of the Malifaux decks is that none of them are symmetrical. They're all asymmetrical, which could be used by a devious opponent to pull some shenanigans, but I don't really see that ever happening, just from a standpoint.
Okay. And what do you mean by symmetrical?
For example, if we were to use, say, the Arcane Fate deck, if you look at the back of the Fate deck, it actually shows all four suits on it, and you could theoretically arrange your deck in such a manner that some of your decks would, or some of your cards would be opposite the orientation of the other cards, in a few magic tricks that I kind of learned when I was younger. So
when I was a stage magician.
When I was the amazing chef. Right before I met my untimely demise.
No. Well, I guess it's not technically spoilers.
I mean, you can die during any stage of the Stitch in Time event, so.
Yeah.
No one is safe.
I didn't really think about the whole asymmetry thing.
But yeah, so there's only one deck that's completely symmetrical. It's the foil original Fate deck that's kind of got the silver backing. Other than that, none of the decks are actually completely symmetrical.
Cool.
I mean, it's not the worst thing, but I feel like it is worth mentioning. I really would like to see a perfectly symmetrical backing.
Okay.
But
nothing keeping you from making your own deck.
Right. I'll have to spend the time to figure that out, right?
Yeah, that's feasible.
And then for sleeves, doesn't really matter. The only time that I'll actually sleeve my cards is if I'm planning on having that specific deck be a loner set. Just so that way, for that particular person or for that particular deck, I'm expecting to have it see more use than every other one of my decks and be treated less well. Okay. So that's the only reason that I'd sleeve a deck.
Okay. Dave, anything else you'd want to contribute?
I was unaware that the decks were asymmetrical, so that's interesting news, and I definitely won't be stacking my deck in the future.
I think there's a bit of, Nope, I lost my train of thought there. And never mind. I apologize, people. I'm losing my brain. My thoughts. I'll still take design over material. It just so happens that my favorite is the classic, which is a paper deck. So, yeah, lucky me. But if the classic was plastic, I'd still be using it. So I'm not that heavily opinionated on it. But best case scenario for me would be a deck that mostly resembled a poker deck. You know, multiples of the symbol up until 10, and then, you know, pictures for the high cards. You know, trying to look like the poker symbols and a paper deck, and lots of wear and tear on it. I also like the retro deck there, Daniel, but my problem with it was that I kept confusing the red joker for a red jack. I did that in two different games to my detriment. And at that point, the classic had come out, so I'm just switched. Excuse me, Victoria?
Honestly, as far as the aesthetics go, my paper deck is still my favorite, just because my lovely husband ordered it as a gift for me, and it's got these lovely, it's got the lovely ladies of Malifaux on it, so. Beyond paper and plastic, that's pretty much my main reason for using it. And that's pretty much...
That's it,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's not a heavy topic. Daniel, any last thoughts? Words? Card tricks.
No, I think pretty much... Oh, card tricks, yeah. make sure you cut your opponent's deck every game. And you cut it, and then you turn the cards halfway around. So that way, you know, if they're really trying to pull some card tricks, you'll throw a wrench in their plans.
Yeah, I might actually do that. Sometimes it'll be a goof and like cut it by one card.
Still cutting it.
All right, let's get on to our
next one.
Possibly our last topic, depending on how fast we go. We're going to go through what we think are the most iconic crew boxes in Malifaux perfection. And maybe we'll discuss our overall pick. But we're just going to go entirely subjective on this, as usual. What do you think both represents Malifaux in gameplay and aesthetics, and can't be copied by any other thing. He's like, you show this, and that's obviously Malifaux. So, top of the key, Victoria. Let's start with the guild.
The guild?
Yes.
Lady J, hands down.
Lady Justice. Scales of Justice, I believe it's...
I guess?
What? No. What's the name of her box? Oh, no. I've forgotten.
Blind Justice?
I believe it's the Guild's Judgment.
The Guild's Judgment, yes. Thank you for the save. Yeah. Oh, yeah, her. I will... Do you have any arguments, or you're just like,
nope.
Obvious? Are you dropping the mic?
I'm dropping the mic, Lady J.
Dropping the mic. Daniel!
Oh, For Guild or for...
For Guild.
Wait.
Guild.
Yeah, Guild's Judgment. Hands down. There's just... The Death Marshals. Just everything about it. It's really iconic.
Yeah, honestly, if I was going first, I would have picked Lady J as well. But, I can't. So, I'm gonna go with something that's at least just very Guild-like. And that would be the Ortegas.
Okay.
The Latigo Posse.
Okay.
Just because, you know, just to represent that, hey, these are kind of the standard anchoring Wild West no-nonsense faction.
Just can't agree with me.
Cowboys. I'm just trying to...
I know, I'm joking.
Not make this an echo chamber. Also, you got a sombrero. You got the only sombrero in the game. So those are brownie points. Dave!
Ophelia has this sombrero.
Talking about Guild, I think.
Ophelia doesn't have a sombrero. She stole Perdita's hat. Perdita doesn't wear a sombrero.
Plus,
if we're going pure Guild,
yeah,
I'm gonna go Sonya Crid.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, yeah, I can see that too.
Any particular reason?
Well, I clicked on the wrong one. But yeah, you know, fire, creepy models, just doesn't look like anything else for miniature models out there.
Okay, yeah, I can get behind you on that. Next faction. Rezzers.
Rezzers?
Rezzers.
Seamus, Shadows of Red Chapel.
Just get another mic drop?
I mean, where else are you going to get zombie hookers?
That could be on a shirt. I'd wear that shirt.
Zombie hookers?
Where else are you going to get zombie hookers, Malifaux? Daniel, most iconic resurrectionist.
I think using Jack the Ripper and Seamus as well is just, it's really iconic. And just putting Jack the Ripper into a game is just cool.
I gotta come up with something else. Damn it, yeah, Seamus would be my pick, of course.
But second from Seamus.
I can't decide between Nicodem and McMorning. Cause Nicodem is like zombies, man. But I guess it's other things have zombies, but they usually don't have zombies with dual swords and mohawks. And then, I think yeah, McMorning, because you just don't really see Dr. Frankenstein in a combat game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going McMorning because it will give you everything you need to know about dealing with Malifaux model building. You've got
Chihuahua.
You've got sassy nurses. You've got big buff boys. You've got the stupid canine remains and the dumber zombie Chihuahua that you're just gonna lose all the parts of trying to build, and then you have officially joined Malifaux.
Yay! Bad things happen.
Are we doing Arcanist?
Arcanist, Victoria.
Ramos. Spiders.
Ramos.
I mean, really, he does magic and he's also got constructs, so.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't really see him doing on the box or on the model, though.
Eh, whatever.
Well, because the magic is magically pumping out spiders.
He's the leader.
He's the leader. Daniel!
I'm gonna go with Karis.
Yeah, I can see that.
She's steampunk without being too steampunk, and she's magical without kind of making it too over the top. It's just a really good balance of, like, kind of the grim world of Malifaux in the Arcanist faction.
And you got the Fire Ganon. They aren't the best models, but they definitely look cool. I'm going to go with neither of you guys' pick. I'm going to go with Colette.
Oh.
Yeah. Colette.
Oh, that surprises me.
I'm not that big of an Ironsides fanboy.
Why do I assume Ironsides? Because you've literally said Ironsides is bae.
I'm not going to apologize for that, but still. Colette, and the reason I think Colette is because this is the one box you were like, hey, this game isn't all about killing. This crew has... one lady with a sword, and then everything else doesn't look like it could, you know, throw a punch. And the whole thing is like scheming as a thing. Where else are you going to play games with just celebrities and showgirls? Malifaux. It's Malifaux, bro.
Okay.
Dave!
I'm going to go with Rasputina on this because you're going to get three models you're actually going to use in the box and have to buy everything else separate. So that's another Malifaux reality.
Sad. Okay. Dave's going for the sad answer. Next up, Neverborn.
Neverborn?
Yes.
Who? Dreamer. Chompy Bits is bae. And it's... And it's also kind of a case in point where the most threatening looking thing in the box is not necessarily the master.
We've been over that quite a bit. It's just like, oh, a whole bunch of weird, disturbing nightmare creatures. And a little boy. Stay away from the little boy. Daniel.
Jacob Lynch.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right.
Just... His art's really cool. His minions are fantastic, and they kind of bring you firsthand into the horrors of Malifaux.
Okay. Yeah, I can get behind that. I'm going to need to... Oh, this is good. I'm glad when you guys don't agree. Mess up the mic for a second so I can sit up. I'm going to go with The Queen's Return.
Oh.
Because this is just showing off how goddamn gorgeous Malifaux models can be.
Those models are amazing.
Those fucking Autumn Knights. I am so jealous Neverborn gets those models.
You could start playing Neverborn.
I know. maybe years in the future, but yeah, I'm going to go with Queen's Return. Dave!
I am also going to go with Jacob Lynch. If I were to start all over again... I would probably start with Jacob Lynch. The model and the whole kit just looks like Malifaux. Just weird spirits and, you know, Huggy. You can't go wrong with Huggy.
Well, unless you want a decent looking model, but...
Just slap some googly eyes on him. There you go.
Everything can be improved with googly eyes.
The ones on the slinkies. Okay.
Yes.
Next faction, Outcasts.
Outcasts?
Outcasts.
Well, I would like to say the Vix. I think it's going to go to Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Because that fucker.
Oh, that fucker. That fucker with those gross things.
Yeah, basically.
Is it Leviticus or the abominations? Or all of it? What makes it...
Pretty much all of it.
Malifaux.
I mean, he's terrifying already with the... spines sticking out of his spine. Spines.
Spines everywhere.
And Alice, I mean, come on.
I like Alice.
She's got sass.
She does have sass. Okay, Daniel, what's your iconic outcast box?
Tara,
all right.
The Nothing Beast, the Void Wretches. Just the fact that she's not a Rezzer, it just screams Malifaux to me, like that whole dual alignment.
I mean, she can be a Rezzer, but not all. So you're saying the fact that she's not an outstanding box in a Rezzer perspective, but she's an outstanding box in an outcast perspective.
More so like, she's not really themed to be like, oh, I'm just going to make zombies. She's themed to be kind of like...
Time Lord?
Yeah, Time Lord, yeah.
But not the Time Lord? I get you. And also, she's got a giant hole in her chest. What's that about? I'm curious. Could you stick my arm through that thing?
Gross.
Alice asked her that in one of the stories.
I know, but it's still Alice. Gross. Okay. Doesn't make it less gross just because Alice.
Doug's
said it.
Turn. Jackdaw. I'm gonna go with Jackdaw.
Because that fucker.
Because that fucker.
Cause which one?
Because you're looking at him and you're like, how is this? What? It's a dude with a bag on his head and a noose around his neck. Who cares? And then he just wrecks your crew and you're sad. And like, oh no, he's got fucking Lurch in tow. And a bunch of dudes that are dead. He's got dead dudes. What are they going to do to me? Probably nothing.
But he's not a Rezzer also.
He's not a Rezzer.
What is going on?
What? So yeah, that's why I like Jackdaw. Dave.
Yeah, I'm going Jackdaw as well, just because of the what the hell is this game factor.
That guy's in an electric chair and that guy's having his limbs torn off.
I don't know
what's going on. I want to go to my safe space with my space marines and my space elves.
Space Jackdaw.
I'm falling asleep here. I'm sorry if I'm not making any sense, people. Oh, geez. Okay, that's our timer. So let's quickly get through these. The last three. Two?
Two.
Oh, fuck.
Math.
Thunders and Gremlins.
Gremlins. Go.
Ma-tuck. I don't know Gremlins that well. She's the first one that came to mind.
Because a giant spoon is a legitimate weapon. Daniel.
Zip. Up we go. And Iron Skeeters are awesome. And everyone who plays Malifaux should build Skeeters and Iron Skeeters.
No, they shouldn't.
Thank you.
Stop suggesting terrible ideas. you know what? The one thing I love about Gremlins is that what the fuck factor, and there's no one that what the fuck's better than Wong. He got this horrific stereotype that apparently people are allowed to publish, and then you get to look just right next to him, the fucking Macho Roja. Is that a luchador? What the hell is going on? That's me. Dave!
I'm gonna go Zoraida. Just because that's also a box of what the hell is all these monster things, and then you have a tiny little voodoo doll with a pair of scissors in its hands.
No. I got this old lady. What's she gonna do? Cackle me to
a lot.
She's gonna fuck your shit up.
She's gonna fuck your shit up, man. Alright, 10 Thunders.
Thunders. Misaki.
Yeah. Ninjas. That's sort of like, oh yeah, this is the weeb.
This is the weeb faction.
Shut up, Wednesday.
Stop it.
Daniel!
Does anyone not love Indiana Jones? Because Lucas McCabe's your man.
I know, the fourth movie was kind of shit.
I meant the character, not the movie. Come on.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm gonna say yeah a couple more times. Any particular reason, or just because, like, hey, Indiana Jones?
I mean, just the whole idea of, like, oh, your master, he doesn't actually do, his main strength comes from throwing stuff to his friends to help them kill things. That's like, wait, you just did what? You just threw a sword to that dog and it's gonna stab me?
Dogs can't use swords, that's illegal. Okay, you know, I think I have to actually have the best one, so I'm gonna break the rules here. Dave, who's your top 10 Thunders
boss? I'm also going Misaki, because that's a lot of really cool poses, even though I know you hate the Misaki pose with all your being.
I like the classic ones just fine.
I think a lot of the poses in that are very cool.
Yeah. All right. Someone earlier complained about, you know, it was you, Dave, talking about, you know, getting into Malifaux miniature modeling. And the piece de resistance.
Don't you do it.
Rollins Black.
Oh, God.
Which is technically a 10 Thunders box. I just want to see someone open up that's unfamiliar to Malifaux models to open that fucker up.
And just watch their hopes and dreams die.
Listen to them evacuate their bowels. What the fuck is this? Also, it's really, really cool looking, but mostly that terrifying assembly process.
I thought you were going to go with Yan Lo for his beard.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the easy way out. Because everyone knows about Yan Lo's beard. People still aren't familiar with Rollins Black. It's a surprise. Okay. Real quick, what do you think is the most iconic per the entire game?
The entire game?
Entire game.
Lilith.
Lilith?
Lilith.
She wasn't even your top.
Never. I know.
Okay. Daniel.
I'm going to go with Lady Justice.
Okay. Actually, I will also go with Lady Justice.
Okay.
Dave?
Actually, now that I think about it, probably the Pandora box is very iconic. And none of us voted for her, I know. It's we all fail.
We all do fail. Okay, we are well past the hour. You know, that went all right, considering two of us are sick. Thank you guys very much for recording with us. And I should get this out either late tonight or tomorrow at some point. I would just like to point out, all you listeners out there, you can be like Daniel. Be like Daniel. Come along and join us for an episode or two or three or all of them, like Dave basically has. We are always looking for people to record. Obviously, we can scrounge together 5 tonight, but, you know, hopefully we can get more volunteers. It would be really, really nice. You don't even really need a personality, just an opinion.
You don't need to prep at all.
Well, we'll help you out here. Don't worry about it. Obviously, you need a microphone. I think that's really it. Other than that, you don't even really take much intelligence, right, Dave?
Huh? What?
Attaboy, Dave. So yeah, that's our call out for recruiting. Also, we're still trying to do this weekly. I apologize for last week. It was Easter, and we're still trying to set this thing up as a constant thing, so we just couldn't get it with the holiday, but should be back on schedule. Thank you all for listening. Thank you guys for lending your voices to Friday Night Fowdown. Thank you, Victoria.
Yep.
Thank you, Dave.
No problem.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Doug. Have a good night, folks. Bye.